This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Jay Unger and Molly Mason, who are married and live in New York State, travel within the aura of a song. It rides down the highway with them. It's in the air at the concert hall. It's in the thoughts of the people who know their names and recall the Ken Burns Civil War series on television and the Jay Unger tune, A Shoken Farewell. There's now another song being requested as well when Jay Unger and Molly Mason come to play. It's called The Lover's Waltz, and it's the title tune for a new Unger Mason CD, a collection of music that begins with courtship and ends with a wedding. We talk today with Jay and Molly about how they collaborated on the writing of the song, The Lover's Waltz.
We were sitting down one morning, just kind of improvising music. I was at the piano. Jay was playing fiddle, of course. And he kind of started in with this melody, and every once in a while I would hit a few notes to kind of push the melody one way, and then he would take off. And after a while, maybe an hour or so, we had the basic form of this melody.
How do you know? You make it sound easy. How do you know that it's good? Is there any physical response that happens when you're in that situation where you're actually making a song?
I felt like it was kind of a magic moment. And, you know, it seems like sometimes it's easy to write a tune and sometimes it's terribly difficult and very hard and you keep running up against blocks. And when it's easy, I've usually wound up with the best ones.
And you do get a feeling that, oh, this is the way it should be. And then if you tinker around with the melody, it is just like, no, that other way is just sounds so right.
It kind of writes itself. It's almost like you're being guided from the outside or following something that is almost already there.
Really?
Yeah. That's a feeling I get.
Almost like you're an archaeologist and you're kind of uncovering a tune that's been there all along, but nobody's ever found it before, and you're brushing away the dust, and you're being careful to get the right pieces in the right places.
Thank you. Jay, I have read about the song Ashokan Farewell, that when you wrote it, it was a lament, still is a lament, but it made you cry when you wrote it and when you played it and you didn't perform it for some time. Is that
That's
true?
That's true, yes. I guess I needed to cry that day, and I just picked the fiddle up and started playing, and this tune essentially composed itself. And as it came together and it got into the form that it now is in, it just got to me. And eventually I got to the point where I could perform it. But, you know, it was always a tear in the corner of my eye at every performance for at least the first year or two. It's almost, maybe there are theories about this where people have worked it out that certain pieces of music can actually get into your physiology or your neurological system for unknown reasons as far as I can, I don't know any explanation of it. But this one, this tune has that quality of making some people cry. If you take 100 people, maybe 25 people will cry when they hear it. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I've received hundreds and hundreds of letters from people who have been deeply affected at some point in their life for some reason when they heard the tune. And it's really been strange, gratifying, kind of amazing over the years. And I still continue to get these every month or two.
Mm. It's almost like a kind of like a biological response there, too.
And I feel like that tune is sort of tapped into something that's real and is beyond language or mathematics. It's in another realm. We don't know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel that I deserve any credit for doing that. It was an accident, but it happened. And it's very interesting to be the person who keeps hearing the stories about it year after year from people all over the world.
Here now we have happier music, and this could almost be, this is your love song. You two have been together since how long?
Well, we've been together in a romantic fashion since 1985, although we worked together in bands and musically for 7 years before that.
In fact, the entire CD is the story of a relationship and a marriage and a party and dancing at the wedding. What other narrative is here?
Oh, doubts. There's a little bit of doubts on the part of the people involved and confronting those doubts and resolving them.
And confronting getting real serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the party is an important part for us musically because there's a lot of music on this album that it was either played at our wedding or we've played at other people's weddings or have been played at, you know, for dancers. You know, we play a lot of dances and we wanted a way to kind of be able to put all this in one album without it being senselessly eclectic. And the idea of this love story just helps pull it together.
And at one point in this wedding party depicted on the CD, Molly, you get to sing an old jazz tune.
There's a song called It's All in Your Mind by Charles Levere, which some friend of mine 20 years ago probably played a tape of it for me. And I thought, what a fantastic song. I've never heard it. I've never heard anyone else record it. Someday I want to do it.
Whenever we put that one on, the way we recorded it, I feel like I'm at a big party somewhere. It just has that kind of sound to it.
heavy on your heart, and the things you plan on fall apart. You should laugh and sing, 'cause it doesn't mean a thing. It's all in your mind. What if clouds should gather in the sky? You can't fly above them if you try. Give your dreams their wings. There are many stranger things. It's all in your mind. Smile every day, laugh. That's the way fortunes are made. You'll find your star right where you are. Don't let it fade. Keep an idealistic point of view. Find the one that fate meant just for you. Never say too late. It will happen if you wait. It's all in your mind.
Here's what I really want to know.
Okay.
Do you, in private, the two of you, ever, when nobody else is around, ever sit down and play music with one another for one another? Outside of Valentine's Day.
Not as often as I'd like to.
That's my answer, too. Yes, we do it, but not as much as we used to, and not enough.
Molly Mason talking with us, along with Jay Unger, from member station WAMC in Albany, New York. Their new recording, The Lover's Waltz, is released next Monday.
Keep an idealistic point of view. Find the one that fate meant just for you. Never say too late. It will happen if you wait. It's all in your mind.